BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Paramedics have confirmed that a man and woman have been killed after a fire broke out in an apartment in Chatsworth, south of Durban. Officials there tell us that the blaze began early this morning. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says the flat was still burning when they arrived on scene this morning.
Once the fire had been contained, the Itikwini Fire Department entered the building and unfortunately found the bodies of what is believed to be a couple in their 50s who had unfortunately succumbed to the injuries sustained during the fire. At this stage, the area has been cordoned off and the Itikwini Fire Department are waiting for the arrival of SAPS and necessary authorities.
KZN police have confirmed that a man was detained after he was found selling Nedbank Cup final matchday tickets at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. Officials say these tickets were issued to sponsors. He was processed at the local police station yesterday. It says tens of thousands of football fans attended the sold-out event and witnessed Kaizer Chiefs end their decade-long trophy drought. They beat Orlando Pirates 2-1. The supporter says strict security measures help make the experience both safe and memorable, despite some threats of violence beforehand.
I'm really excited about yesterday's game. It was really amazing. And I think the fact that we also won, it's been a while since we, you know, had the cup. I think I really also had to speak about the safety because it was safe in and around the stadium. And there's no incident that I had off. Everyone was safe around me.
In the Eastern Cape, more details have been released around the arrest of Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso. Omotoso was arrested in East London yesterday after the Minister of Home Affairs rejected his bid to overturn a decision declaring him a prohibited person in South Africa. The matter had been under review after he was acquitted in his rape and human trafficking case. The department's spokesperson, Sia Koza, says Omotoso is now in the country illegally and faces deportation.
In order to ensure compliance with the laws of the Republic, Omotoso is scheduled to appear in court on Monday on charges of contravening the provisions of the Immigration Act.
And abroad, people in some parts of Pakistan and India have been celebrating after a ceasefire was agreed between the two countries. The truce, almost after 2 weeks of fighting, was agreed following talks by the United States. But concerns about the strength of the ceasefire have already been raised, with both India and Pakistan blaming one another for breaching it. Two weather warnings in place for KZN today. A level 2 alert for damaging winds with wave heights reaching 4 to 6 metres between Port Edward and Richards Bay. Another yellow level 2 alert, this time for damaging winds along the coast. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 23, Kokstad 14, Underberg 15, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River 18, Ulundi 20, Ladysmith and Margate 21 and Newcastle 22. We've got 3.5 metre high swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 13 minutes past 5. Cape Town 16, Johannesburg 19. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.